Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Ms. Nicole available?
Speaker.
Ms. Nicole, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. Tell me, provide your home care services. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, good. I was looking through your file. See if you're with us and you have two caregivers. I have to make sure your address is 6506 Dix Avenue.
Yep.
No, it's different?
I say yes.
Oh, you said yes. Okay. All right. I have to get what's called your client service agreement signed. Just a document that has your caregiver schedule, their duties. It goes in your client's folder. You have UPMC as your insurer. When they audit us, that has to be in there. It also shows proof that I saw you in the home face-to-face. I will be in your area between 1 and 3 tomorrow. Would you be available for me to get it signed?
No, that doesn't work for me. Not tomorrow.
Okay.
Friday will probably be better. Unless you come in the morning on Thursday. But Friday will be better. Like, I can't never talk to nobody there. So what am I signing? Because we need timesheets. Nobody reaches out and nothing. Nobody talks to me. Like, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I can't never speak to a person. I only can text people and then they don't get back to you for the next day. So I'm just concerned as to how you was a person that was extremely verbal. Only when I was signing up. I can't talk to nobody. If the Wi-Fi's messing up, they text me. They say they're going to do it sometime today. Nobody follows up. My other caretaker, I don't know when y'all time goes in. A few of her days, the GPS wasn't working. We communicated that, and that hasn't still been fixed. So I don't even know if she'll be paid for that time or nothing, because nobody reaches out. There's no contact person where you could communicate with somebody, and I don't like that. I'm a communicator, so I need to talk to somebody. Or if I call them, I need to speak with somebody.
But Larry is the case coordinator for you.
Who I have never spoken to.
Okay. Sees that she has spoken with the caregivers. Last note is from February 18th. Caregiver Andre was informed to report to us when the app is not working. It did happen on the 17th.
They text a lot. And I said, can you please call? Can you please call? Can you please call? And I haven't received a phone call since before then.
Okay.
So I wonder how many days it takes for someone to give you a phone call.
Well, I'll forward this information to Valeria, her supervisor, that it's been text conversation and not phone calls, and client is requesting calls. Now, I don't know if the caregivers are comfortable with that, what they want, how they communicate, because I don't do case coordination, but I can forward the information to them. Friday, I'm not available, because I do it by area. So I'll be in Southwest tomorrow. Friday, I'm not in Southwest. It's just something that has to be done to – it goes in your client folder as a new client. And that's because we get audited randomly by the insurers, so it has to be in there. So I do two things family first. One of this is I do self-audits. So this is part of ensuring that our audits will be up to par. So I'll put that in there, but I'll see the next time I'm in the Southwest area if you're available. But I'll put a message to Valeria and her supervisor that basically client.
So who's her supervisor? Perhaps I can speak to them.
There's two. There's Jose. I forgot how I pronounce his name. He has a Spanish name. That's our immediate supervisor. Then the person who oversees care coordination as a whole in the Philly office is Nina. So I'll put Nina in there. So I'll see if they can get on Valeria in regard to her following up and or answering phone calls or responding to the phone calls. Because they do track the phone calls that are inbound, and they also track if she responds to phone calls going outbound. So I'll let somebody in the office know and see if they can rectify that situation. I will say this. I do see a multitude of either clock ins and no clock outs.
Yeah, because the GPS always keep on messing up, and she says, I'm going to do a timesheet thing, whatever that is, and I'm trying to ask her what's the alternative message. Should we get a landline? Do y'all have a fob thing? Because it's a HHA number. I call HHA. They said every client has a way that they can contact when GPS messes up through the client's phone. So why y'all won't give that number out, I don't know. I don't know, but that's what's going on. Yes, our Wi-Fi always mess up all the time, so we can't even clock in.
So even if the Wi-Fi messes up, they can still.
They keep asking for a GPS location, and then it won't even clock out. And then sometimes if they clock in, it'll clock them out at the time too. So I don't know what's going on. But I can't talk to nobody. Yes, HHA.
Okay, so you mentioned Wi-Fi. So two things. Cell phones have Wi-Fi you connect to, or they have their own mobile network. So if the Wi-Fi is incorrect, the mobile network should be able to take over. Is their phones off?
I don't know what it is. It might be off. I don't know what their personal business is if that was the case. I know is I can't communicate this to them, so that's why I contacted them, and they said that's a backup. So that we never miss a clock in, because I should be able to have I have an HHA number, and they said that they have an ID number for both of them every time. She said it don't matter what agency you at. So I said, because our stuff is messed up, so what do we do? Because I can't get into contact with them.
So a couple things. One, HHA is just an IT company that's been established in 2007. They started using home care in 2018. HHA is bad. Point blank period. I've been doing this for over 15 years. So HHA, I've been to seminars and everything. HHA's been screwing up. Just like there shouldn't be a 1,500-foot radius for home and community, keyword community-based services. They have it where it's though you can't clock in outside.
You could. Go in the room, baby.
So they have it where it's though you can't clock in unless you're 1,500 feet within the residence, which doesn't make sense because what you have is called HCBS, which is home community-based services, emphasizing community. But HHA doesn't care about that because the insurers don't care, because that means if it's easier to clock in, the insurers got to pay more, and they're the ones paying for the service. So to get into the detail of this, because I've been doing it for a long time, and I'm going to let you know, because HHA pisses me off too, point blank period. We don't control it. We don't monitor it. It's strictly an IT company contracted by the state of Pennsylvania. HHA purposely, to me, is screwed up because of the insurers, because they don't necessarily pay us for timesheets. We pay the caregiver. It's up in the air. I just got back $85,000 for one client last month because of HHA issues, because they took $85,000 from us, because HHA decided to mess it up. So the insurer, Keystone, said, we're not going to pay you because we don't know if the caregiver was there or not, even though the caregiver was there, but HHA is going to fix themselves. So I get the problem with HHA, point blank period. What I can do is they don't necessarily respond to us because they don't have a dog in the fight, because they're contracted with PA. They ain't contracted with us. So what I can do, because with Valeria, I can get on her about her communication and that she's to communicate better. That's not a problem. I can let her know that. HHA is flawed. Now, what we do is that we pay regardless, as long as we have a timesheet or we have some track of their clock in and clock out. We'll pay and just hope that the insurers reimburse us. Which, let me see, you have UPMC. Two summers ago, UPMC held $330,000 in the month of June because of HHA issues.
Wow.
No one cared there. HHA was messing up. UPMC said, we're not going to pay you $330,000 for 1 month. So we had to fight with them, all because of HHA. So, yeah, I get the HHA issues. That's the thing. And they don't know what they're talking about. Those reps, they're IT companies. They have nothing to do with home care or health care. So they say whatever. Actually, when a person goes to a different agency, they got to get a whole new login, because that login information and that authorization number they have is a credit to that agency. So every time somebody transfers, we got to wait till we can get a whole new login from HHA for this person, because you can't go in with the email from that previous one to this one. It overlaps. It causes reimbursement of benefits. So I get it, but somebody who's been there and watched this from the change from the weather to new health choices, and it was Medicaid, and now HHA is January 1st, 2018, HHA messes up for everybody. all 600-plus home care companies in Philadelphia, all 1,100-plus in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, when I hear HHA, it triggers me because I've been pissed at them for the last 5 years. But I still have to say is I'll live Valeria enough. Next time I'm in Southwest and I have people around there, I'll see if you're available to get that signed because that's just to update your client folder. But I will forward the stuff to Valeria and let her know about the communication. I can do that.
Okay. Do you know when y'all time goes then?
Monday at noon, every Monday. Payroll ends Monday at noon. It has to be in for the previous week. And then you get, and then that caregiver gets paid on Friday via direct deposit.
Wow. So yesterday she never fixed it. Okay. So yesterday when I texted her and told her about it and she said it'll be done sometime today, she never even fixed it yesterday, even though the time she was going in. Like it's just no regards. So I would like to have our supervisor's number.
Hold on. When you're saying yesterday, are you talking about the clock in for yesterday?
No, for the previous week. I told her that it was issues on there where we had issues.
Let me check. Because she has until, technically, Valeria has until Wednesday. Caregivers have until Monday at noon to send their time, whatever it is. But internally, we outsource payroll. So we have until Wednesday. So let me see, because Valeria has until tomorrow to make sure that the time stuff is sufficient and ready to be sent to the outsourced payroll company. So
yes, Andre had some issues. I don't know. Marlo said that I think she was able to fix hers, but Andrea says hers is saying you can't fix it and fob and this. She can't do anything.
Let me check for you. So, yeah, there's still holes in last week's, but what's her name, Valeria, does have until tomorrow to fix that, to submit it. Now, what she needs to do is she should reach out to Andre and Marlo yesterday or today. Now, office could have been closed, even though we outsource case coordination for some people. Valeria is from the outsourced company. She should have reached out. We were closed most likely because of the snow yesterday in the Philly office. What she should be doing is by today, no later than tomorrow, reaching out and saying what she needs to finalize payroll for last week. Because even though internally we'll submit it Wednesday to the payroll company to have checks come out on Friday, I suggest do it by Monday. But Monday is an exception, could have been closed. That's cool. But, yeah, she had until tomorrow to fix it. Now, Let me see, because I can see GPS coordinates of clock-ins and clock-outs. I mean, there's some where there's no clock-in and clock-out at all. I also will say this. Marla or Andrea, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, both of them, anytime they have an issue, they should either email and or text. So they have a black and white. They have something.
Email who?
Valeria.
Do they know their email address?
I never spoke with them, so I'm not sure, but they should. If that's their case coordinator, they had conversations with her, they should. And if she is texting them, whether email or text, if that's where they're communicating through text, they should also always text her. If they called her, she would answer, text and say, hey, try to clock in or clock out, I'm having an issue. So that they have in black and white that they reached out. So that's what, just to cover themselves, that's what they should do. So they can have it. So that anytime something comes up and say, oh, I didn't get paid for these days and there's something.
So they have to do it. So if I do it, it doesn't mean anything.
You're not the worker. Don't. Because now you got not insurance.
Yeah, because they telling me, because that's how I'm going to lose my workers. And I don't want to lose my workers based on the way that you guys operate. They want to make sure that they get paid. So I don't know if that's what they need to do. They need to have a phone number for her or whatever. I don't know if they do. I know Andrea said she talked to her, but I don't know if Marlo ever even said she spoke to her or not. I don't even know if she called her.
Well, have them be their employees of Family First Home Care. You are a client. Have them be, because what you don't want to do is do too much for the workers, because now you don't want the insurer to be involved, because technically you got to treat it where, I don't know if you know them, but I haven't looked through the entire file to see if there's a family or friends, but you have to treat it as though, especially when it comes to payroll.
They just work, yeah.
Exactly. Because you're dealing with, UPMC is one of three Medicaid insurers with a contract in 2018. They are here to keep your services low. If they can cut your services, they will. It is managed care.
Hold on.
Trying to find
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. All right. So I guess I'll let them know that they Valeria gonna reach out to them or whatever and finalize it, and she has it to Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah. Tell them. I'm gonna send a message in there, so let Valeria know about the conversation as well as her supervisor, so she can, you know, be more proactive in terms of the communication issue. And I see, you know, your hours are different. A lot of, I see overnight stuff and whatnot, or very late. So I can see how there's going to be a delay in response. It's not like the normal 8 to 5. So it's midnight to 1, then 1 to 3 a.m., you know, then it's what, 9, 19, so then it's 7 to midnight. So it's after hours. So everything.
So what that got to do with Valeria reaching out to them?
Because it's after hours. So it automatically it's not going to go.
I mean, what about that when it's 9 o'clock from a 9 to 5 that most of other people work? What their hours got to do with her reaching out? You're confusing me here.
So I'm telling you. After hours, right? I'm gonna explain to you. If they're reaching out after hours, right? So then there's a multitude of after hour calls or contacts that they're going to follow up with. So it's not
all right, I'm going to tell them that she's gonna reach out to him. Tell them that she's going to reach out to him, okay? Because I'm going to get my kids.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, bro.